You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 26th, 2022, we are live streaming as I speak on Rumble.com. You go to Rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. It'll take you right into the studio. Glad to have you with us. And if you miss it, you can always pull up the Rumble page later and watch and share with others. You can also subscribe for free. We do not share your information with anyone else. You can also get our podcast the same way at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Well, of course, we had some major debates last night. We're going to break them down for you. We spent a lot of time in the first hour doing that on some. And this next hour, we're going to focus primarily on the Pennsylvania race involving Fetterman and Oz, Dr. Oz. That was an interesting debate. I'll get to that again in here in a few moments. But the New York debate last night, the one and only, between Governor Kathy Hochul and, of course, her opponent, New York Republican Lee Zeldin. During that debate last night, she said, "I will not mandate coronavirus vaccines to children at this time." At this time. Why? Well, because you're in a debate and you're fighting to keep your job. Lee Zeldin said, "I will not mandate COVID vaccines for your kids ever." You see the difference? Of course you do. But in fact, New York Governor Kathy Hochul also acknowledged that when it came to crime, she said, and this is unbelievable, she was being challenged by Zeldin on cash bail reform and refused to discuss locking up criminals and keeping them in the jail cells when they should be. And her response to Congressman Zeldin is, "I don't know why that's so important to you." Are you kidding me? I don't know why that's so important to you. You want to explain that to the victims of these people you let go? Her answer is, "Gather all the guns up. That'll put a stop to it." Zeldin's response is, "What about pushing people in front of subways? What about attacking them with hammers, knives, fists, feet?" That's the way the left sees everything. If we just put it all under gun control, everything will be better. Right. Another debate last night involving Michigan Governor Whitmer, Democrat, facing her Republican challenger, Tudor Dixon. And they were talking about lockdowns and mandates. And, of course, Whitmer had put her state under a very severe lockdown, one of the worst in the nation. Wouldn't even allow folks to go from wherever they lived to their lake home. That's how severe it was. And yet, her husband was allowed to go see their lake house, and she was allowed to fly out of state. In reference, mandating children get vaccinated, Tudor Dixon said, "I will not mandate your children get vaccinated to be accepted into schools." And Whitmer did a real whiplash in saying, "I won't either." That's 180 from where she was during the COVID process, wasn't it? Take note of this. House Majority PAC, the super PAC aligned with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, says it's pulling millions of dollars out of California's 27th district. That's an area represented by Congressman Mike Garcia, Republican of California. Biden carried that same area by 12 points in 2020, but apparently now it's so upside down, they don't want to spend any more money in that district because Garcia apparently is going to win. And you know that tent city for illegals being built in New York? At last report, some reporters taking a look at it. It's on Randall's Island across the East River from Harlem, all set to welcome hundreds of illegals, cots, blankets. But no one is there. Apparently no one is using them. And, of course, you get guns off the streets of New York, you still have to worry about vehicles. Perfect example out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Last November, you remember the man who drove his SUV right into a Christmas parade, killing six, wounding dozens more. Today, he was found guilty on six counts of first-degree murder using a dangerous weapon, being his vehicle. He faces mandatory sentence of life in prison. Well, you want a little bit of good news, possibly? This might be the time that you want to buy a Powerball ticket. Powerball jackpot increasing to $700 million. It will be the fifth largest Powerball jackpot, the eighth largest U.S. lottery jackpot of all time. $700 million. 35 drawings in a row, no grand prize winner. It happens again tonight. You want to win? I'm going to tell you the old adage, and whether or not you go with Blottos, I'm just telling you, you can't win if you don't have a ticket. It is that simple. Now you decide if you want to gamble that dollar or two anyway. Stand by for the rest of the hour.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and a...
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz Rule. That if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate.
That is the beginning of the debate last night. And that was the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, Democrat, who wants to be the U.S. Senator for Pennsylvania. And, of course, he's facing his challenger, Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz, you know, from when he was with Oprah, and then, of course, his own program and known elsewhere as well. Oz is a Muslim, and he has numerous homes, as does Fetterman. Fetterman has never apparently worked a day in his life. He's apparently a trust fund baby. Aside from that, I don't care about that. It's just that the man is not capable. I mean, he is several steps behind Joe Biden. And I take no great joy in pointing that out. He suffered a stroke recently. You want to kind of give him a pass and accept the fact that it's just been difficult for him. And, in fact, they had to make special arrangements in that last night where they had to basically set up all the questions from each to be asked him was going to be on the teleprompter. And he had two different occasions to go in and look at the prompter and work with it. And he accepted only one occasion, and everything was scripted, or at least being put up on the prompter as is being stated, either as a question and or Oz's response, on a teleprompter to help him because apparently has some auditory problems as well, maybe because of the stroke. You can tell he's having difficulty getting some things out, and his mind gets switched on and off, and it's not pretty. I mean, and it's nothing to laugh about and nothing to take joy in. I felt bad for Oz standing there. You can't really attack the man. You attack the issues, but if you're not careful, it looks like you're attacking the man who's had a stroke. But as you heard in the beginning, the very first thing Fetterman said, good night. It was over. That's how he started. I don't know if the teleprompter said good evening, and I have no idea. I do know that his campaign later complained, oh, well, there were a lot of mistypos and things weren't right on there. There might well have been. If it's live transcription, yes, that will happen. Have you ever tried to follow a live broadcast of anything and they will put up words that I don't even recognize that word? Well, what they're trying to say, the word was plain and it came out gibbledygook. They hit, you know, they're trying to stay up with it. They can't somehow or another. But the state's lieutenant governor, suffering a stroke just days before the primary back in May, still got to carry the banner for the party right into this debate last night. And they had not wanted to debate at all, but this is the only one they're going to do. Is an hour-long debate, and he constantly was battling gaffes and struggling with words. And like I said in the beginning, he said, hi, good night, everybody. Oh, are we done? In his mind, maybe we were. And then he tried to get into some of the issues, one of them being Roe v. Wade.
Roe v. Wade, for me, should be the law. What I support on Roe v. Wade. And I've always believed that the choice belongs women and their doctors. The real doctors that I believe in, they all believe that I'm ready to be served. He keeps talking about Bernie Sanders living closer to anybody else in Pennsylvania for fracking to myself. I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
We're going to have to come back to that because that's a big issue in Pennsylvania because they got a lot of oil and gas under that state. And it was going to be a question that's going to be raised anyway. But when you hear him try to explain, he's like a 3-year-old that just keeps trying to tell you the same thing over and over again. I got it. I got you. But you keep covering the same ground. Now, the other thing that I want to point out to you, WebMD states that those with the auditory processing disorder symptoms, which is what they're basically saying he might be dealing with because of his stroke, that his primary care physician said, yeah, he continues to exhibit auditory processing disorder symptoms. WebMD states that ADP, those with it, have a hard time hearing small sound differences in words. Someone says, please raise your hand. They might hear something like, please haze your plan. That would be extremely confusing for anyone, even if you're at the top of the game. And I know for decades as a news anchor and reading off a prompter, if the prompter is wrong and going crazy, you better get back on track. That's why I always had script in my hand. Folks would say, are you just reading off the prompter? I said, no, ideally you're reading off the papers in your hand because out of 15 shows I would do a week, there might be one or two that were absolutely flawless with a prompter. I'm not blaming the prompter operator. It's just that we might have a change in story. They suddenly say, we're jumping to story 6, dropping pages 4 and 5. Well, the prompter's racing through trying to find it. All these letters are screaming across my face, and I've got to maintain cool and look like I'm in control. I know what I'm doing, even if I'm, what the hell? You know, but you don't. But this man and his health battles were so evident, it was extremely awkward. And again, I almost, in addition to feeling bad for him, I felt bad for Oz because he wants to go into the issues. It's the first debate, the only debate they're going to have. He tries to bring the issues up, and of course, the moderators, from what I could see, did a pretty good job, and then sometimes they would rephrase a question and allow time for Fetterman to process what they said. From the parts I saw, and I did not see the entire debate, it looked to me like they were giving him every possible advantage, which you would want. Seriously, I would too. And I assume Oz would go along with that as well. You want to give him every possible advantage to understand and then process an answer. But my God, when you start listening, the answers come out. Did he ever hear the question at all? An example.
I do want to clarify something. You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
All right, now the clip you heard then was part of what you heard earlier. It's not that they went through twice like that, but I want you to hear it in context of a question, the delay in him trying to process. The one report that Fetterman had said on MSNBC back in August, he said, I'm having trouble with basic auditory processing and is expecting to have a, he said, there is expecting, heard his words, to have full recovery over the next several months. That was back in August. I don't know what he meant by several months, but apparently he's not there. And this man is going to be their next U.S. senator if they go with what he's saying, and they're just going to buy in because he's on the left ticket and not on the right. And I don't hear anybody crying out on the left, you can't be against Oz. He's a Muslim. You must be, you know, Islamophobic. No. They don't say that. Same thing that if someone is of color, they go after them that they're lost because they're the wrong color in the wrong party. You're not allowed to make your own decisions anymore. You're told what to do, and you should be following it. That's what they want. Now, here's the problem you need to keep in mind. Giving it a fair evaluation, it would be a disaster for Fetterman. I'm not running any clips of Oz because he was right on target, and I let some things by Fetterman's say about Oz just go unchallenged. Not even going to try to respond. He made the statements. Just let it stand there. They could be refuted, but that's not the point. It's just that nearly half of all, and you got to keep this in mind, nearly half of all mailed by ballots in Pennsylvania had been cast before last night's debate. Anyone who watched that debate last night and they voted for Fetterman, I wonder if they want their vote back. If you were absolutely convinced that the man would be capable, and now you see this debate presentation last night, you have to say, it's not going to be good for us. Now, when you get into judging how the debate actually went, 82% of those surveyed said that Oz won the debate. 82% of those surveyed. Now, this was, I think this was actually an online survey, so that could have been rigged. You got to keep that in mind if it's an online survey. There's no balance and check to see how many times you vote and what you say. You got to keep that in mind. Wall Street Journal noted in an editorial that the result of the debate might not matter given the timing and the vote by mail, as I just told you, that voters in Pennsylvania have nearly half of those vote-by-mail ballots already been sent in. So the debate was not going to change. It's already in the mail. And they do point out that most will continue to vote on Election Day, but the data there shows about 5 million voted in Pennsylvania's 2018 Senate race. This year turnout, if it ends up being similar, roughly 10% of the vote could already be cast for Fetterman or Oz before the public had a chance to see them on TV last night. That's a big concern about some of these debates coming so late. And in most cases, the Democrats were wanting to delay, because they want those vote by mail to come in before they are seen being demolished on TV. And for Fetterman last night, he was demolished. I'll go back to his closing remarks. It kind of gives you a full idea of how the night ended for him.
To me, careers are revealed by your real underlying values. It's about supporting and helping, you know, students to give them a break.
You know what he's trying to say, I guess, talking about the Biden grant programs, and you don't have to pay back your loans and so forth, but he couldn't get it out. You heard the bell. It was all over. That's done. With all that I just told you, And again, when I point out 86% in a survey said Oz won, if that were, and I believe that particular one might have been an online response, that could have been fudged, added numbers. I'm not sure how they did it. The bottom line is, we still say the only poll that counts is on Election Day. But against all that I presented for you, riddle me this. How could the Philadelphia Inquirer and its editorial staff make this decision? They decided Democrat John Fetterman beat Oz last night. Here's are their numbers. Fetterman, a slight edge over Oz, 4.3 to 4.1. Well, I guess that's a knockout, huh? No. As to why Fetterman edged out Oz, they say, look at the political bias as exhibited by one of the columnists, Will Bunch, and editor Debbie Lockwood. One of them writes, the directness of Fetterman's support for a living wage, unions, college debt relief, compassionate immigration policies, ensuring reproductive rights show this is a debate between a candidate with a heart issue and an opponent who barely has one. See how they play that? Another one saying, Lockwood giving Fetterman 7 to 10 rating for her. Hearing Fetterman say that Roe v. Wade should be law led me to audibly sigh in relief. Abortion should be a choice between a pregnant person and their doctor. In other words, she made her opinion on Fetterman how he won because he agreed with her position. That's not how you do that. You're going to judge them on how they handle the questions, the issues, not if they agree with you. That's an entirely different issue. Which brings us to the Gretchen Whitmer debate last night with Tudor Dixon and Whitmer whiplash on COVID.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
And we're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I do not support requiring the COVID vaccine for children. But let's talk about COVID. It hit our state hard. It hit this community incredibly hard. We had hospitals that were full. We had morgues that were full. We had refrigerated trucks outside of hospitals because we didn't even have enough masks for our doctors and didn't have a place to put deceased people. We made quick decisions to save lives. And studies show we saved thousands. I am proud of that. But while I was getting death threats, saving lives during COVID, my opponent was sowing conspiracy theories. She was saying that kids couldn't get impacted, no need for masks. She even said vaccines carried the mark of the beast in government trackers. It's that kind of foolishness that actually endangers people. If she had been governor during COVID, thousands more people would have died.
Mrs. Dixon?
If that were at all true, why would I have gotten the vaccine myself? The governor is being dishonest once again, but that's what you do when you don't have policies to run on, when you killed more seniors than almost any other state, when you were told to stop the policy, but you kept it going.
That's part of the debate last night, the one and only debate between Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, who was in control of her state, I mean literally in control during COVID, and her challenger, Republican Tudor Dixon. And you heard Governor Whitmer say, I will not impose or force vaccines on your children. That's very interesting. Of course, this is after the CDC recently came out with this guidelines that children may need to have a COVID vaccination as part of their immunization before they go into schools. It's a recommendation, not an order. But blue cities and blue states will probably enact it as that, although Governor Whitmer just went on record saying, I will not do that. That is 180 degrees from the way the woman controlled with an iron fist her state during COVID, locking down, shutting people down if they dared dissent, as you heard, calling anyone who dissented with her to be marked with the devil or something of that nature. this is where we have gone with some of these people, that they're making it such a battleground. They want to tell you it's about health and stick to the science, but they won't do it themselves. I've got a perfect example of that coming up. But first, I want you to hear from Tudor Dixon and what she says about the CDC recommendation that kids be vaccinated for COVID before they return to school.
I want to be very clear about this. This is a parent's decision. There will never be a mandate for the COVID-19 vaccine for children to go to school in a Dixon administration. I'm anxious to hear what Gretchen Whitmer has to say because she was forcing the vaccine on people. You remember her program, Vax to Normal? You could only get your liberties and freedoms back if you got your neighbor vaccinated. She will likely push this on your children. I want you to know that I will never push the COVID-19 vaccine on your children. That is your choice, and it will always be your choice as long as I am your governor.
If she becomes governor, that race is still considered a toss-up from most accounts I've seen. But you've got that race in Michigan. You've got the Fetterman-Oz race in Philadelphia. You have the Lee Zeldin and Hochul race in New York. Those are going to be very key because they might be showing the way of the state itself is going to go. Maybe, maybe not. But this is why it is so important. If you believe in either side, I want you to vote. But if you believe that this country has been on the wrong track ever since the Biden administration got in, and they're going to continue taking us down this track to a dead end, if not derailing the entire nation, then you need to make sure you are voting and make sure all your friends and family agree with you to vote. Do not take anything for granted. The Fetterman interview, debate last night, like I said, it looked like a total disaster for him. And yet, I think I saw another figure. I was looking at different surveys a moment ago while we were in the break, and one of them did show that something like 22% actually thought he won the debate. You got the Philadelphia Inquirer, its editorial board saying he won. That kind of nonsense keeps going around out there. He might end up winning. But this issue about the COVID recommendation recently from CDC, that also came up last night in the New York governor's debate, and Congressman Lee Zeldin addressed it. We're going to begin with that and also remind you of all those who have been telling you, if you don't follow our laws and our rules, you're wrong.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors USA.
My opponent just said she will not mandate COVID vaccines at this time. Let me be clear to all of the parents who are out there. I will not mandate COVID vaccines for your kids ever. I don't believe that there should be COVID vaccine mandates right now for our kids at SUNY and CUNY and community colleges and elsewhere, where just over a year ago, a whole bunch of heroes were turned into zeros, tens of thousands of people, because of my opponent's healthcare worker COVID vaccine.
What about polio vaccine?
I believe that that mandate was wrong, and that everyone who has been fired should be offered their jobs back with back pay. And there shouldn't be any special celebrity COVID vaccine mandates like what we saw for people who play for the Mets or the Yankees or the Nets. If you want to have a special celebrity exemption, how about the NYPD officers, FDNY, teachers, healthcare workers? I do not support COVID vaccine mandates in any way, shape, or form.
Period. Those are the words of Congressman Lee Zeldin, Republican in the race for New York governor's race. Pardon me, against Governor Hochul. You heard her interject. What about polio vaccines? Come on. Will you stick with the facts of the case? There's a big difference between the testing and the time polio vaccines have been used versus the COVID vaccine. I'll remind you, it was all fast track under Donald Trump. He said, cut the red tape, get as safe of a vaccine as you can out as fast as you can, but it's got to be safe. And a lot of red tape, and that also included document after document, month, year after year of validation that was cut so they could get it out. And I do believe the vaccines did save some lives. But the problem is that they're still pushing it as it will do this and do that, and they don't know. And in fact, Pfizer the other day came out and stated that it did not test to see if to see if it was actually going to be effective in preventing the spread. Now, that's the key point, because why were you going to get it anyway unless it was going to prevent spread? That was the whole issue. Well, what they're trying to say, and I'm going to give you this from Health E! News, that claims that we did a fact check on this and saying, yes, it was tested, but not against the transmission. In other words, the spread. Acknowledging that Pfizer maintains that the BioNTech vaccine was tested, but trials were not designed to evaluate effectiveness against transmitting it. And why the hell are you getting the shot? Why are they still telling you to do that? Now, there's a response to what I just told you, and I want to give you the balance in it, and you make your own decision again. Because while that is a response that we see coming out, that Pfizer admits that it was not tested for transmission, they say that you need to put it in context, and in putting in context, it was not tested in the way you think it normally might be, but here's how their statement reads. You need to put this in context, not Pfizer, but somebody defending them. They say, what was claimed, a Pfizer exec has admitted the company did not test whether its COVID-19 vaccine stopped transmission of the virus before its launch. They say, our verdict is, Pfizer was always clear it did not test whether the vaccines reduced the risk of transmission among already infected individuals. That's not what we were getting all the time from the White House and Dr. Fake and the rest of them. And, of course, just the other day, they come out with the one for kids. And so, therefore, the CDC says it's a good idea now to consider making that part of the child's immunization record going into school. I want to take you back to Joe Biden the other day as he was talking about this. This is last June, just June, when they first announced that some of these were being restructured and they'll be available for younger and younger ages. I want to tell you in the beginning, as you listen to Biden, you're not sure what ages are covered, but let's let him speak.
Finally, COVID-19 vaccinations for children over 5 years of age. Finally, some peace of mind. You know, this is, under 5 years. We got them over 5 years, but over 5 months to 6 months to 5 years. And this is a very historic milestone. A monumental step forward. The United States is now the first country in the world to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. And the first time in our fight against this pandemic, nearly every American can now have access to life-saving vaccines.
Now, did you figure out what the age is? Let's begin there. I think he finalized at 6 months. I still raise the question, and it has not been answered satisfactorily. I don't think it's been answered at all. Okay, so they're approved for kids as young as 6 months. And it's okay to give to a pregnant woman, which is carrying a baby younger than 6 months. You see the difference? Of course you do. Why are we not getting an answer on that point? I do worry about that. But aside from that, you heard him say that for the first time, it will prevent. No, it doesn't. Pfizer acknowledged it was never clear whether the vaccines would reduce the risk of transmission. They didn't know. In fact, they basically didn't claim to, and the Pfizer exec just admitting the other day, we did not test whether the COVID-19 vaccine stopped transmission of the virus before its launch. Well, let's go back to Dr. Fake. And he knew this. The White House knew all this. What I just told you, they knew it through each stage of every drug that's being released, regardless of age. Dr. Fake, in 2021.
The only conclusion one can reasonably come to from looking what I've told you over the last few minutes is please get vaccinated. It will protect you against the surging of the Delta variant. There are many individuals who would feel, because of age or because of an underlying condition, that they might want to wear a mask. Having said that, let me emphasize that if you are vaccinated, you have a very high degree of protection, and therefore you do not need to wear a mask.
Then why the hell do we still have people going around with masks on if they've had the vaccine? Now, again, if it's their individual decision, that's fine, and that appears what that is right now. But there was Dr. Fake, all right, Dr. Fauci, saying, if you get this, you don't need it, and you certainly don't need a mask, and you have a higher degree of protection. You may have a higher degree, but he knew exactly what I told you a moment ago, that Pfizer's now admitted, we did not test whether the COVID-19 vaccine stopped transmission of the virus before we launched it. That was the whole point, wasn't it? And in fact, if you go back to Rachel Maddow and her program, she was saying, this will put an end to all of this, and we will come out of this alive and well and healthy and more liberal, I'm sure. Yeah, right.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Will it? And you heard her say the vaccine will stop it. You can't go give it to someone else. Well, apparently you can. And now Pfizer admitting, and the White House knew it, Dr. Fake knew it, the CDC knew it, and I'll read the Pfizer quote again. This is from the Pfizer spokesman. The company did not test whether its COVID-19 vaccine stopped transmission of the virus before its launch. Well, according to Rachel Maddow, yes, it will stop it in its tracks. We'll be done with it. And that was just an effort on her part to say, you got to get vaccinated because this will do it. If we will all come together and just agree, we're not even going to question it, give me the jab. You have to be, again, somebody who just follows the circus train. You never get to see the circus. You just follow the circus train. What you do get to do is what we're doing right now is you get to scoop up what the elephant left behind. And that's what we're doing here with these people. And in fact, it's not enough to tell you that this will do the job for you. If you don't do it, Chuck Todd of MSNBC says if you don't do it, you are the dreg of society.
Please get vaccinated. If you know someone who's not vaccinated, find a way to convince them to get vaccinated. Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. People are needlessly dying because of your misinformation. Think about it. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living.
Yeah. Shame on you. I don't even know how you sleep at night. And he is wrong when he says the only ones dying are the ones that don't have the vaccine. That is wrong. But let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story, right? And shame on you for even listening to Larry Connors as he tries to tell you there might be some other answers and other things they're not putting in front of you. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm glad God has given me this platform. I'm going to use it to the best of my God-given ability and whatever guidance I can get from him, because this is about our country and you. And coming up, the push to assault our children.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the British doctors have now decided in the UK, the National Health Service, warning children that who believe they are transgender are they're simply going through a phase. That's just according to British doctors. These children who think I might be transgender, the official response from the National Health Service in the UK is kids are just going through a phase, and doctors should encourage them against, I stress, using preferred pronouns or other names. And at the same time, British doctors are placing strict bans on puberty blocker prescriptions, even shutting down one transgender clinic for being not safe for children. And they're replacing therapists, thank God, with actual medical doctors. The American medical establishment and federal government, what are we doing? You're not going to like this at all. So, British teens, their doctors are being told, you go to them and say, I think I'm really a girl instead of a boy. I'm not sure about my identity today. 6 months ago, they were just fine. Now they're not. Maybe 6 months from now, they'll be the other way. Or maybe they won't. And maybe some truly have some issues. If they do, don't mock and don't make fun of them, but simply pray for them. I mean, if you're that confused, I do feel for you. But what we have is these therapists and others who are going to make a ton of money out of putting out puberty-blocking drugs and even transformational surgery, chopping off a young girl's breast and mutilating boys and girls alike to make them fit the gender they believe they are today. In Britain, they're not going to allow that. Well, American medical doctors, they probably are going the same thing, wouldn't you think? I mean, aren't they standing by it? Nope, no, not. They're not. I hate to tell you, I keep looking at this, trying to find a way out of it. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association and the Children's Hospital Association sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking him to investigate and prosecute those who disagree with their panacea-style conclusion on how to treat children showing signs of gender dysphoria. You didn't know how left-wing some of these establishments were, did you? I know some doctors said, I don't belong to that anymore. That's not what we started out to do. Pediatricians who walked away from the American Academy of Pediatrics, doctors walked away from the AMA. Joe Biden, of course, has weighed in on the subject, calling it immoral to ban sex change operations for children. Immoral? When did it become moral and acceptable to chop off a young girl's breast because today she thinks she might be a boy? Or to castrate a boy because he thinks he might be a girl today? The New England High School, the British National Health Service in England reported even against social transition, changing names, pronouns, wearing clothes associated with the opposite gender. They're trying to get control of it. I wish to hell we would in this country. When you got a president that says it is immoral to ban sex change operations for children. 13 states, state attorneys general in the U.S. sending a letter to Garland as well. In this case, though, they are actually urging him not to follow the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics or the American Medical Association. The attorneys general wrote, no doubt the medical associations object to the characterization of double mastectomies for minors as mutilation or cutting healthy breasts off teen girls or of hormonal treatments as chemical castration. And they pointed out this is not what our country should be. Even Sweden, which has always been looked at as a much more liberal society than America, Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare, and Finland's Council recommending strict limitations on the use of hormone treatments for children. Finland's Council also strongly recommending against any kind of surgical intervention. The France National Academy of Medicine cautions against medical interventions for minors and does point to epidemic-like increases of gender dysphoria cases among children. You know what that amounts to? That amounts to a bunch of kids on a bus, and one gets sick and throws up. Well, there's fumes and everything. Other kids start getting sick. They weren't sick, but now they are because they're gagging and everything, and it just multiplies. They don't have the illness that made that other one sick, but the smell and everything, it just makes them all sick. They all fall into basically the same condition. But even France stated that this could be an epidemic-like increase of gender dysphoria. I've mentioned that before in different ways. I mean, it's kids just trying to be in with the crowd, the in crowd. It used to be, oh, they smoke. Oh, I want to be in with the in crowd. Used to be, they drive fast when they're in the car. I want to be in with that crowd. Used to be, they cut their hair kind of cool. I want to be like that. Every kid goes through this in transitioning from childhood through adolescence into adulthood. And this nation and this president is willing to say, don't stop them from mutilating their body if that's what they want. God help this country. Help those children. As always, I appreciate you listening. Let others know we're here. Share. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.